Spare Ideas is a podcast about ideas. All ideas contained within this podcast are the property of Spare Ideas Corporation and its subsidiaries. On hearing this disclaimer, you agree to not steal, imitate, interpret, initiate, imbibe, or otherwise profit from said ideas, even though none of this is legally binding. In fact, please steal these ideas. They're going spare.
Got them, then we'll have them.
Spare ideas.
We'll take them apart and put them back together again.
Hello and welcome to Spare Ideas, a podcast about inventing inventions.
Ben?
Yes? I'm sorry, I was just, you know, sort of lacked some mood. My name's Ben Adicott.
And I'm Sarah Rees.
Oh, Sarah. Still such a bright, shining light of positivity.
Well, the sun's shining, it's a beautiful day. What's up, Ben? What's wrong?
Well, there's the sun and there's the day and there's the blue sky and there's the, you know, the birds and the trees. But you know what's something missing? I think you know what that is.
I do, Ben, but I've got a positive mental attitude and I'm just carrying on. I'm carrying on in the face of adversity.
I think you're glad he's gone.
Don't say that.
Did you push
him
out?
He's probably listening.
Did you
better be listening.
Did you edge him out? Is that what you did? Do you think he's going to listen after this? After what you did to him?
Of course.
We're assuming you did it to him now, aren't we? Let's go with that.
We are. I'm not sure how that angle
that's
got
how you
taken.
That's how you adjust a narrative. You say it as if it's true.
What motivation would I have for pushing him out?
Well, I'm just saying, every presenter less there is, more money for you. Bigger cut of the profits.
I do get a better chair, a better microphone, and better headphones.
Yeah.
Now there's only two of us presenting.
You're not
this.
Making your case any less.
No, I'm just. I can see why you'd come to that conclusion because I am so far benefiting quite a lot from his absence. I mean, we're not saying his name, obviously.
No, we can't. Contractually, he's put a cease and desist on his name. So.
Yeah.
Rowan.
I think I heard his voice in the wind. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to move on. Anyway,
soldier on.
I can get on with that, it's fine. So, what do we have to do today, Sarah?
Well, today, Ben, we're joined by a lovely guest.
Oh.
A guest who has been here before, but not when I was here, actually. So, first time spare ideas zing.
It's a verb.
For me,
This is the show where we get people on and get them to tell us inventions they've invented.
Or that they're thinking of inventing.
Well, I mean, I think as soon as you've thought it, you've invented it.
Certainly copyrighted as soon as you've
thought
it. Is
the gift the father of the thought? Is the thought the gift of the mother? I can't remember how the expression goes.
That sounds deeper than it is,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, because I combined words in the wrong order.
Yes.
So I guess we should probably introduce him and sort of get him to talk a bit, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I reckon.
I think he'll be able to raise our spirits, or at least my spirits. I mean, I can tell where you're sitting. But, you know, my spirits need a bit of a boost. So if anyone can do it, I think it's probably Ben Burrell.
Hi.
Hello, Ben Burrell.
Hello again.
Hello.
Pleasure to be here.
Welcome back.
That's a very sinister sort of TV personality smile you're going on there.
It's because I got rid of
Robin. Was it you? Oh, God, the mystery thickens. Was it both of you together? Am I the only one out of the loop on this?
She just watched from the sidelines.
I'm just a voyeur.
Yeah.
She just paid you.
She lightly protested. She was like, no, don't do it.
No, I'm officially not in favour of this. Whoops.
Ooh, microphone.
Possible deniability.
Oh, well, I mean, we've asked these questions before, but heck, let's ask them again. Do you have much of a history of inventing, Ben Burrell?
Yeah. Every single day.
Every single day.
To make my life better.
Every day I'm inventing. Mm-hmm. Just about fit that into that song.
I actually didn't think I would come up with three of inventions, but oh boy.
But you did.
I? Yes. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
I've been seeing it happening over the past week or so because, you know, I dropped the idea, you've been having a think, and every now and again when you've got a spare moment, you've been having a spare idea. Mm-hmm. And I haven't known what any of them are, so this is like the tension's been building for me.
No, it's exciting. It's exciting for me. I want to say it.
Well, you seemed like you were very confident in the ideas, so I mean.
They're winners.
There we
They're
go.
Winners. Like, if any of the Dragon's Den is listening, like,
as I'm
me,
sure
I'm
are.
Your man. Yeah, but which they are.
Yeah, of course.
No, I'm personal friends with Deborah. She always listens to my show. She always listens to my show.
See, this, I'm getting worried now because Obviously, Sarah is doing a lot of work to sort of push Rowan out and claim more ownership of the show, but now our guest is also claiming ownership of the show. Yeah, so I'm wondering to think if I'm the next to leave. Is this going to just be your show in a minute?
Well, it'd be easier. Well, we're both called Ben, so it'd just be sort of...
It is a bit confusing right now for me.
There's literally one letter change from Ben A to Ben B.
Is this an audition?
For the new Ben.
Yeah. Am I auditioning my own replacement?
Well, yeah. I mean, I couldn't call somebody else by another name. I just don't have the... It's too hard to think of another name, so long as we can get another Ben to replace you.
And also, I guess you can say in previous episodes where I say, I'm Ben, everyone will be like, his voice has changed, but I'm assuming it's the same guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, seamless transition.
Reverse puberty.
Which I guess is like, YouTube or something like that.
I feel like there's some Benjamin Button thing there. That's what happens to him, isn't it? There's another Ben.
Oh, it is a very Ben thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very much in our genetics.
Oh, that's what we are.
Okay, so I guess the final question in that case is, what do you do when you're not inventing, Ben? What is it you do otherwise?
Work?
Of
it's
what?
Summer. It's summer now, so it's beautiful.
Of what variety of work?
Bar work. So a lot of my inventions come up when I'm at the bar.
The bar, the same bar I work at. It's quite. There's a running theme throughout our guests. Either the people who come to our bar... or people who work in our bar.
If I was less secure, I'd start to feel left out, frankly.
Like, I feel like if we hugged, a black hole would just form and suck the whole universe in.
Well, we did hug when you arrived. And
did you not see the black hole behind you?
I'm curious about what's over there. that was over by the door, and I can't see that anymore, so... Better get the podcast done.
Yeah. Quick.
All right, we should get on to the first invention then.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I can see you're very excited to get going. Yay.
Let's hear the first invention.
Come on then, number
Ben
one.
Burrell.
Okay. You know, like in a whole house, like rich, super rich house, you have like speaker systems, like Sonos, Bluetooth. This malarkey. I had an idea. Instead of just music, because music doesn't really help you in life, it's just playing music. So like, if you had the same sort of structure, but in how to improve your life, like a little device that goes on the wall, like in each room. Right. So there'd be one in the kitchen.
Yep.
Just like, it would sense you coming to the room. You can choose its tone, like a kind, loving tone, or a really angry, like, what are you doing? Ben, what are you doing? Like, really to question my life. Like, if I'm really struggling and I need love, I can just be like, love me, machine.
With words, okay.
But if I'm getting a bit arrogant in life, getting a bit cocky, I need some, like, tough love. Right. Like, if I'm stirring scrambled egg, it will just be shouting, like, what are you doing? That's not the way you do it. Like, it's obviously this. I will send you a link to your phone. Read this recipe. Or or if it was loving, it would be like, Ben, it's okay. You can't stir scrambled eggs. You do it like this. Or in the bathroom. I love this show so much. In the kitchen, it would be the mirror, so it would look at you, and you'd be like, going for a date. You'd be like, oh. Better, I'm clapping my cheeks.
Better slap the face a bit.
Yeah.
Give it
like,
a bit of colour in there.
You're getting there like, ooh, shirt, bang, looking nice.
Yeah.
But then, again, loving tone or not, bad tone, it'll just be like, no, that shirt does not go. I have stalked this woman you're going out on a date with on Facebook. She does not appreciate the colour green.
I mean,
colour scheme.
The first thing I'm inclined to think is, you know that person we recently removed from the show?
Yeah.
You're aware of that person, right?
Yeah, vague.
It sounds a lot like the relationship that you have with him in A Life Outside This Show.
This is why he's not here anymore.
He's been replaced by a machine.
Yeah. Oh, that's a name for it, though.
Yeah.
Rowan.
Have you got the new Rowan? It's a bitch.
No, and then when you know how like Windows computers have like a startup, like whatever it is, like the startup of this machine could just be like, Rowan.
Sounds terrifying. This whole idea sounds terrifying.
Yeah, pretty much every aspect of this is pretty horrifying. It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I can say so. Is this because you personally feel like this is something you need in your life? You need to be told. Is that what you feel?
Cooking. Yeah. It did start with just the kitchen.
Right.
But then I was like, Sonos and everything. I was like, well, we can just do it to the whole room. Like, if I'm in the living room, third day, sitting watching Netflix, it will just turn on, be like, get up, get coffee, have a shower.
Reevaluate your life choices.
The system in the shower will guide you in how to cleanse yourself.
That's so creepy. Are they different people in each room, or is it the same person following
you? Could be, Ben.
I quite like the idea that in different rooms you need different things. Like you say, maybe in the living room you need a bit more firm, whereas in the bathroom you need a bit more affection, maybe. Because you know, you're more vulnerable in the bathroom.
And it depends what kind of... So if I return from the bar, like when we had Party in the Town, I was really tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to say... All the voices would just be loving.
Yeah.
And like, based like a computer hug. Yeah. Just hugging me and be like,
and it would
okay,
just know,
then.
Would it? It'd be able to read your mood as you came into the house.
No, it'd read the time.
Oh, that's a fair point. Yeah,
the time.
Okay. So it's basic.
So if I'm coming, I mean, there is no point where you return at 2 o'clock in the morning and go like, I'm in a good mood.
There is, I don't know about that.
No, there's no scenario. There is literally no scenario.
Okay. So I mean, though you might need it in that instance to get a bit firm with you. For example, if you got back at 2 a.m. and then you remained up until, say, 5 a.m, it might be at some point in there, be like, Ben, seriously, get to bed. You've got work tomorrow. I know you do.
I mean, in our house.
Ben.
I'm
Ben.
Connected to your phone. I know your life.
Does everyone else hear this then? Or is this something you have a little earpiece for? Because if everyone hears this, it might be a bit awkward if it starts revealing things about you. Because, I mean, other people are going to be in your house.
True. You could have multiple, if it is just an earpiece, obviously, if there's multiple people living in the house, everybody could have their own voice telling them.
That's true, they could have their own customised voice.
Otherwise, this is only
for
single people.
But that means that you, like, say you were walking around, like, say you were in the house, all your earpieces in, it would just organise you into this perfectly synchronised single being, wouldn't it? Because it'd sort of be like, oh, stop, and you're about to bump into each other there. Oaken, throw the pot behind you. And it'll, like, smash a robot that's about to kill Ben.
It could be good for communal living.
It could be hilarious. Like, if me and Oaken both return 2 o'clock in the morning drunk, carefully drunk, probably rough voices, not loving voices, then it would just be like, Ben, do this. Oaken, don't do what you're about to do.
Or it could be like, Oaken, you've got a day off tomorrow. Carry on. Ben, get to bed.
Look after your friend.
You just see people sat across from you, like, you'd be having fun and one person won't be hearing anything because it's all fine. Or they might be hearing loving things, they're looking really chilled and, you know, cheerful. And then, but you suddenly, the person across from you just suddenly bolts upright for no seeming reason and just sort of gets up and leaves the room. And you're like, oh, well, I guess that was Rowan.
So this is basically a parent we're talking about, isn't it?
No, but an internal parent.
An internal
basically
parent,
a conscience, you could say.
Yeah, conscience. it's somebody you're listening to, isn't it? Because what's to say you're not just going to ignore them when they say that? And you'd be like, oh, fuck off, I don't want to go to bed now.
Well, they have a lot of control. As a computer, they have control over all sorts. So they could like, deny you access
could, like,
to your bank account. They could lock the doors. They could turn lights off.
See, this is good. No, this is all very true. They could do frets. You could... Another option, customization, is how far you want the frets to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, mellow. So, like, I'll just stop talking to you. I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Or, like...
Passive-aggressive.
Yeah. Or, like, high level, where it's just like, I'll destroy you.
Exactly. I will turn the gas on in the cooker while you're sleeping.
If you do not get... And then in the morning, you can just get... Because alarms never work for me.
No.
I just, like, turn them off. But, like, a voice.
A voice shouting in your ear.
Banging.
Or again, lovingly coaxing you out of sleep.
Like, yeah. Or just passive aggressively doing so as well.
Ben, come on. Hey, come on. Oh, wake up, little fella. Oh, come on. Yeah. Beautiful day outside. Come on, little fella.
Yeah. Or they're like, good afternoon.
You could have like lad banter. Like if you bring someone back to your place and then just be like, way, hey, rise and shine.
Oh, in fact, if you had a speaker built in as well, as I mean, obviously, I like the earpiece thing just so it's customised to you and also more private.
Oh, I don't have an earpiece.
I think the earpiece thing is quite nice for that, but I also like the public thing. If, say, for example, say you brought someone back and, you know, the conversation's a bit stilted, they could just join like a charming best friend. Like, be like, sort of, oh, so you're going to introduce us? We're like, oh, yeah, this is... I've forgotten the... And that'd be awkward, but this is Claudia. And they're like, oh, Claudia, oh, Ben's amazing. He's such a great guy. You couldn't have picked better.
But if it's Rowan,
real dude. Shall I make some tea? I'll make some tea. Click in you hear from the kitchen. And then I'm not sure how it gets to you. I guess you have to go and get it. And then, and they're like, shall I just turn the lights down a bit, Ben? Oh, there we go. I'll turn that down for you.
It could come up with conversation topics.
This
like,
is the wingman. The wingman plugin.
That never felt. But if then, again, am I the only one you imagine now we've called it Rowan? That's his voice. So is his voice like, the woman will just become less interested in me and will just be like, I want to meet this guy.
I mean, he is controlling the entire house. That's a pretty powerful situation.
That's a pretty powerful situation.
And power is sexuality, as I believe. I mean, I'm thinking we should probably change the name from Rowan simply because that might have not as wide a market understanding. Obviously, it's a nice charming name.
There's a computer called Apple and Windows. We can get away with
that's
Rowan.
That's a fair point, yeah. I was thinking we could play on the Jiminy Cricket thing, but then I guess that might be an own property.
But it's a bit like Alexa, isn't it? And that kind of thing.
Yeah, but
and
with more character.
Got a name. Yeah.
Alexa responds. Alexa never initiates. That's the difference. This is Alexa if Alexa took the initiative.
Yeah.
I was like, you should listen to country music now. Okay, thank you,
I
Alexa.
I don't think Alexa judges either, does she?
Not as far as I know.
I don't think she has an opinion.
She silently judges. When you say, Alexa, play Kylie Rae Jepsen for the 25th time this month, then she would say, okay, Ben. Like, I hear you, Alexa. Take that tone out of your voice. I don't know what you mean, Ben. I only have one tone of voice.
But Google actually already has enough sass for all of us. When I drove down from somewhere up north, forgotten where, Gloucester, probably. And it said, like,
North.
I hit the M5, yeah. And it was sassy. It said, stay on this road for 120 miles. And I was like, oh, so you're not going to speak to me for 120 miles? You sassy bitch. You're going to leave me alone.
See, I see what this is. This is the concern you have, is that technology is helpful, but only if you insist on it being helpful. Yeah. What you want is an active, helpful technology. You want it to like be take a bit of concern, you know, and be like, you still all right, Ben?
Yeah.
How's it going? How's the drive doing? It's quite a long time since we last spoke. How you doing? You all
right? Yeah, coffee break. Like, remind me. Just keep me going.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Basically, what he wants is a digital parent, is basically what he wants. Yeah. I mean, that's clear.
I'm still very young, 21.
I mean, I would probably take a digital parent, if I'm entirely honest.
I don't think it's an age-related thing.
No. You cannot say that when your dad is literally outside building your kitchen.
One of the points is that, like, no, but the thing is, parents, right, they're actual people who actually have, like, you know, needs, wants, like, plans.
Lives.
Mm. Energy levels. Like, you know, they have stuff they need to be doing. It's like the perfect parent in some ways, because you literally have to take no consideration of it whatsoever. Mm. You could be a complete dick to this thing, and it can be a complete dick to you, because it's not a real relationship. It's fine.
Yeah, that works.
It could be a monster to you, and you wouldn't feel like you were hurt by that monster behaviour, because you're like, well, it's not my parent.
Yeah, it's a microchip.
It's a computer program that I told to be mean to me.
I'm being mean to myself. I'm being mean to myself. I'm abusing myself via Rowan.
If you're abusing yourself, I'm pretty sure Rowan has something to say about that. Stop that, Ben. Save it for Claudia.
So, have you got a second idea, Ben? I bet you have.
Again, that's a relief.
This has actually got no flaws. This is literally going to be like
that is a
2-minute conversation, and then bam, done.
Big claim.
Fun invention, let's go.
Wow. Okay.
When you're in a mega town from a small town here, you get used to Morrison's car park.
Mm-hmm.
You get used to the size of it, you know, every space, back of your hand. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Mm-hmm. When you go to a mega town, like London, and you meet a car park, they're massive. they're huge. It is the modern equivalent of a jungle. So, my idea is, so you go out, you're stressed because it's a new town and you've just done a load of shopping, and if you've got kids, especially if they're running around and they're just being annoying, so it's just glasses that connect via Bluetooth to your shoes, and when you put it on, you can see your footprints.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. You can see your footprints in it, because you come out the supermarket, you look at the car park and you're like, I'm not, because you're there like an idiot beeping and see if you can see your lights flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, there's probably some person be like, car's talking. I'm getting really worried because we're all in the same situation. We're all in the same situation here. Even people in London, they just get freaked out. Like, it's just... So it's a real problem.
We're all running around trying to find our cars.
This is the problem with these three inventions. Like, I don't think they're a mega problem in my mind, but then I come on this show and talk about them, and I'm like, oh my God.
It just gets
I'm
bigger.
I'm so stressed out. Permanently.
Modern life.
So glasses, Bluetooth, because Google Glass, like, that's where you go. Just glasses. That Bluetooth to your shoes.
Yeah.
And you can just follow your footprint back to your car, and it can work in any situation. You've lost your keys, follow your footprints back.
Before we move on, I want to quickly point out that it's worth saying that the modern equivalent of a jungle is still a jungle, because they do still exist, just in case we've got anyone.
Yeah, but for the modern man.
Out.
We don't live in jungles anymore. It's a jungle of cars.
What are you trying to say about people who live in jungles? Are you trying to, you're throwing some shade in their
direction? Well, we don't really know them because they live in jungles.
Well, I don't know them personally. That's fair. Yeah. That's true.
And they don't know the dilemma of trying to find your car.
That's true.
In a London car park.
We have the real struggles.
Exactly.
And I've got Nissan Micra. If I park next to a van,
you'd never see it.
I will never see it.
Tiny, tiny car.
Never. Do you know the only way I can see my car? I've purposely put the antenna upright so it looks like it's got a permanent erection of some sorts in cars, so I can just see amongst all these diagonal, and then I'll just see mine. Dying.
To be fair, while I like your invention we're currently talking about, that might actually be an amazing invention. So that's a freebie, I think, for anyone listening. That's a free fourth invention, because that's freaking clever.
What, a car marker?
Just adjust your, something about your cars, make a little vertical adjustment. Like people try to find their tent in a festival, and they've got their
that's
flag.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Basically the same idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Course, if everyone does it...
It would get mental.
In fact, that's true. Yeah. Unhear what you just heard, listener. otherwise, Ben will not find his mic ever again.
But anyway, if you've got Ben's invention, yes, it's not necessary.
That's true. That's true.
Because
that's
this one solves that problem anyway.
Before we get this to market, in the meantime, that's one for you.
Exactly.
This is coming to market in the next probably 2-3 years. But, you know, inventions take time. So until then, just pop your antenna.
Make a little flag.
Pop your antenna.
Yeah. Make a little flag.
Make a little flag, yeah. Wouldn't it be so much more jolly if every car had a flag on it?
Oh, yes, it would. Maybe I'll make our car a flag.
You should. It probably will get
Actually, that's such
off.
A good idea.
But it's a nice idea, isn't it? Be like, oh, there it is.
Oh,
yeah, you could have your own personal flag. Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Make it a new Totnes thing.
No, let's not give it. No, no. No, we're not doing that.
You started.
This is whatever. No, and yeah, exactly. I started it, so let's call it. Let's make bend it.
Shutting it down.
Not Totnes. Let's not give Totnes. Totnes has too much credit. Like, one person comes up with a great idea, and then everyone's like, oh, isn't Totnes great? No, that person was great. Totnes had nothing to do with it. So, they just live in Totnes.
He very subscribes to the individualistic sort of libertarian version of the world. Not really into society or community. That's not how he likes to think of things. I got there on my own, you bastards. Give me my money back. Taxes.
I'd be so livid if this inventor got invented and be like, invented by the community of Totnes. No, me. People can tag along if they want. Me.
Well, you need to come up with a name. You need to stamp
That's
your
true.
Mark on it.
That's
right here and now.
Ben Prince. No, we can do better than that.
No, we can do better than that.
You know, something to do with breadcrumbs.
Oh, that's quite
you
nice.
You know, that's all Hansel and Gretel. Just Ben crumbs.
Path away.
What? What?
Path away.
Like someone. Like Hathaway. Like
no.
Like Anne Hathaway.
Like, or just, no, just simply path.
That's not bad, actually. He's more on key. No, we often add too many syllables because we like to portmanteau things.
Yeah.
Realistically, this is how things get named nowadays. You take
exactly.
a word and you own it. You're like,
yeah.
Tumblr, that now means this, apparently.
Yeah,
you just give it some kind of minimalist logo and clean styling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Trail.
That's quite
Prince.
Nice as well.
Prince. That's quite a few words.
Prince is hard to say without it sounding like Prince.
Yeah.
So for me, that's a problem. Imagine
brilliant free marketing right there.
Have you heard of Prince? Yes. No, that's the opposite of marketing. They're like, yes, I have. You're like, oh, I won't tell you anything about it then.
Yeah.
He was great. He was quite funny. He was always had sunglasses on. That could be my marketing. Just have a picture of Prince and then my glasses. Bam. Free marketing, and he can't argue; he's dead.
I mean, I think there's, somebody representing his estate who might have some opinion on it. But to be fair, they haven't even worked out who owns his songs yet, and that's been like 3 years.
So if they can't even sort out that, then I'm gonna.
You probably have a few good years before they really got the court case together.
Oh, you could link it up to that joke. That how do you find Will Smith in the snow? Joke. Follow the Fresh Prince.
There you go. There's a second. Exactly.
This you is call them Fresh Prince,
I like
and you
it.
Can get Will Smith to endorse it.
I like Fresh Prince.
Will,
Prince is good. Prince. Okay, it's called Fresh Prince.
Hey,
I like that joke.
Get some Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
I do like that joke. It was some really, really high girl telling us that joke whilst doing a night shift at Shambhala.
Oh. My first thought actually was that it's got the practical implications in any context where you go for a little wander and you don't want to get lost. You know, outside the car park. Even in a natural jungle, it could have a good... bloody easy place to get lost, I've heard.
Yep, explorers.
Not with Fresh Prince.
Explorers get lost.
Admittedly, it demands you take the same route there as back. So if you actually took a ridiculous route to get somewhere, you'd have to take that ridiculous route back. So if you're like,
well,
I'm pretty sure we're at 5 metres from where I started, but I'm not sure, so we better just follow the way back.
Well, that's your own
it's
fault.
It's a 3-day walk, but I mean, it's the only way I know how.
That's your own fault. You've made that choice.
Well, that's the difference between this invention and some would say GPS, which would tell you that you were 5 meters away from where you started. However, I like the visual aspect. I think GPS is all well and good, but people like the visual. And I like the fact that what you could do with this is to also get creative. Say you've got you go to a beach. You know, like you go to a beach, people like to like write stuff in the sand, and then you're up above the beach and you can look down and see it. You can see the writing in the sand.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You can do that.
Yeah, you could do
you
that.
You could go to a field, like do a big old thing in the field, come back, look back at the field and be like, frick, in my eyes only, there's a whole big word fuck written on that field now.
And it's simplistic and cool. Like, have you ever walked around a town with a phone and GPS in your hands and you're like...
Exactly.
Bam, you can be panicking and lost. No one would know.
And it's personal as well. It's that personal thing. I like the fact that it's like, those are my fresh prints. They're not some Google line that I'm following.
Yeah.
I'm not following Google's line. I'm following my line.
I'm not following Google car.
It may be inefficient, but I'm following it.
That could be the tagline. Follow your path.
Exactly.
Fresh
prints. Follow your own path.
Follow your own path in life.
Nice. You know what the theme tune is on the advert?
Right. You can go your own way.
There we go. Fresh Prince, go your own way.
Quite wonders if you're drunk as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Find your way home always.
Yeah. Always, that's true. Always find your way home with Fresh Prince. It has a lot of applications. It does. Just keeps you on track. I mean, one thing I'd say, here's the thing. It does prevent you from having surprise encounters or new experiences. Because it's going to keep you on track. You know what I mean?
Sort of. You don't have to follow it, though, do you?
But you know,
can.
When people have...
It's there, but it's not forcing you to follow your path. You can stray from your own path
when there's a convenience
to.
brought into society, people tend to just absorb it and it becomes natural. They stop thinking. You know, in the same way people complain about mobile phones. Now people have got them. People don't arrange where and when to meet up. They're just be like, oh, I'll meet up with you later, and then work it out with the phone. Yeah. And if your phone dies, you're like... Fuck, well, actually...
I'm never going to see them again.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just go home. That's the end of everything. That's all fallen to pieces now. We leave the house in the car being like, we're going to drive to a county we've never been to. Do you know how to get there? No idea, but I've got my phone. Better turn it on now. Oh, no.
I remember my dad, like, before a holiday, getting a MacBook out and, like, planning exactly where we were going to go and things like that.
I don't plan that shit anymore. No it's more, great. No freaking more, love no it.
Yeah, I'm fine with
Much
it.
Much better world. I'm saying, I think that might be the only slight downside of this Fresh Prince, it might get people into routines where they're like, I don't like to stray beyond my own footprints.
Well, the world's going that way anyway, so why not just fast forward it?
Give up.
Give up. Let's just get to the end quickly.
I also wonder, though, if it might lead to like sinister applications, because it'd allow people to follow other people, would it?
If you could hack into their feed, yeah.
Yeah, there would be the potential to be very followable.
So basically what you're talking about, like the whole problem with the internet. I think that's quite minor. I think it's quite minor.
No, you'd be like,
why would you hack into
glasses? You'd be physically following someone, like physically tracking them
people
down.
People do that anyway. People do that anyway.
No,
with...
but you'd be able to do it like a long time. Like, say, for example, not to get too dark, but somebody leaves a place.
It always goes dark.
Somebody leaves a place at the end of a night or something.
Well, yeah.
And someone's like, I want to follow that person. If you actually follow that person, they're probably going to notice, because it's not very easy to follow a person for long without someone being like, that person seems to be following me. However, if they can follow you with 5 minutes delay...
But why... why would... But how would you hack into the glass? I feel like, no.
I don't know. You just got to think about these things.
Doesn't get hacked in. I'll just get Apple. I'll just get Apple to build them. No, don't ruin this. You've made it so dark.
That's our job.
Don't, no, but you've...
You're going to have basically like real strong encryption is all I'm trying to say here.
Yeah.
The reason why I think it's an important point, because I thought at some point, I was like, you know what's quite nice about this invention is that potentially you could boost it up a little bit by getting including other people's footprints in your vision. So if you had friends.
Yeah.
If you make a social media platform.
Yeah.
Or exactly your children, where you're like, that'd be bloody good for children actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you could like be able
last
to be like,
invested,
well,
and they forgot lost. That's actually fantastic. Yeah. Way.
I mean, basically, again, we're coming down to GPS to a certain extent. But so I think it's gonna be more of a social application. I think for genuine security, GPS is pretty good. Because you can find them anywhere. You don't have to follow them again.
Yeah.
But in terms of funsies, like say, like my idea of drawing in a field, you could do it collaboratively, or you could just be like, you're at a party and you're not sure where your friend went, you're just like, all right, they went up the stairs, and you follow them up. Yeah, rather than having to go to, again, you miss out that weird encounter you have in that room where you're like, oh, is Rowan in here? And they're like, no, Rowan's not in here. And you're like, oh, I'm Ben. And she's like, I'm Claudia. And you're like, oh, hi, Claudia.
Yeah, we'd bring out the gossip, because if you see like two coloured footprints going up to a bedroom, you're like, I can guess what's going on in there.
They're having a nice chat.
And then if you go in there, the footprints would just be everywhere. Just be like, it'd just be a mess of colour. Third idea. That was the jingle.
That's the new jingle.
Repairable shoes. No. Bear with.
I'm bearing with.
Yeah, like, bear with. Like, shoes, shoes in general, fantastic invention they are.
True.
And there's someone, like...
Wish I thought of that one.
Yeah. Like, there's someone who invented, like, shoes that can go up in sizes for, like, kids in Africa.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. That is actually a thing.
That's a brilliant idea.
And it's fantastic. It's like this funky sandal that is just Velcro and you just like tape it and it just gets bigger. Yeah. It's fantastic. So like my shoes currently are fine.
Mm.
They're fine, but the sole is gone. Like, so now I need new shoes. So I need to spend like £40, £50 on a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
But with you, if my car broke down, I wouldn't get a new car. I'd go to the garage, be like, put me on a new door, would you? I want the same with shoes.
That's how you deal with people in garages.
Yeah. Would you,
right,
mate?
All right, mate. Pop a door on that, would you, mate?
Yeah, pop a door, mate. Cheap price, you know how it is. You know how it is.
Lost my door, mate. Yeah.
I'll give you a free pint. You know how it is.
Lost my door. happens to the best of us, mate. Oh, jeez.
Right, what happens when you go 100 miles per hour? Just flew off. Scariest moment of my life.
Shouldn't have left it open in retrospect.
Check your doors, mate. Check your doors.
Before you wreck your doors.
Me. Yeah. There you go. No, that's what I say. That's how I sound out of the radio booth. Yep.
you were saying.
So you'd order, like, go to Reebok. Mine Reebok right now. Branding. Not sure if I'm allowed to say that. And then you just order, like, soles and give you instructions how to take them off your current shoes.
So you do it yourself.
Put them on. Yeah.
DIY repairing shoes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, cobblers.
That's what a cobbler does, it's true, is repair shoes.
No, you think. You think that.
It's all a myth.
With trainers, they don't. It's only fancy shoes they do that to. I've gone to the cobblers before with my trainers and be like, I love these trainers. They're perfect for bar and all this. Can you repair them? They're like, nah.
No, because they're not made to be repaired, are they?
Yeah, like, most, they're disposable.
Yeah, most modern shoes. I know, I've been through this myself quite recently.
Yeah,
most modern shoes are like moulded.
Single use.
And are not intended to be.
Exactly.
It's only kind of proper traditional style ones that are.
Conker Shoes, so, to give them a shout out. Local business in Totnes. Isn't Totnes great?
That's what made me.
Well done, Totnes.
Stop it.
That's what made me get a pair of Totnes.
That's not fair.
I think they're particularly with the initial suggestion, I thought, oh, Ben. But now you follow up, I'm like, actually, as much as this isn't revolutionary in the same manner as Fresh Prince, it is actually just straightforwardly it's a weirdly lacking invention in the world.
Exactly.
So in the same manner as you say of the expanding shoes for people in countries where they haven't got access to new shoes every few months for kids or whatever. It's true. The idea of what's that word when it's modular? Mm. You know, when you can like get all the bits and put it together how you like.
Why aren't shoes modular?
Yeah, why aren't
you can build
modular?
A car, you can build a shoe.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Couldn't you Velcro a sole on rather than having to sew it
on? You could, but then I guess you've got to think about waterproofing and...
Yeah, but then again, if they're trainers...
how durable things are.
Mm. But if they're trainers, they're not that...
If it wasn't...
I mean, they're hardly walking boots.
Yeah.
It's just if you don't want to spend, like, £40, but if it's just a sole... If it's the whole thing, just get a new pair of shoes, guys. But like, but if it's one thing on the shoe,
I mean, you can already get laces separately, so we're halfway there.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
If we could just, yeah, exactly. If you, and also I like the idea that you would mean that you could actually remove the need for constantly upgrading your trainers for fashion reasons or shoes in general. If you were able to sort of just like, I mean, Christ, brands would get fucked, because if you could just be like, Kappa's out now, which I'm pretty sure they are, you could just unvelcro your Kappa, fling that in the bin. or keep it for when they come back in fashion. Just little, pop a little Adidas on the back there. Like, there we go. Rebranded.
Or you could do, there is a Converse shoe that's a high heel.
Mm.
You could just have shoes and then just pop a click on it. Pop a heel on it.
Nice.
And if you're, yeah, in the, if you're in the middle of the night and it suddenly it's turned a bit dancey, you know.
Yeah, take it, off the heel.
Started out
off
formal, turned a bit dancey, such as a wedding. You're just like, oh, I'm back onto my dancing form.
I wonder if that does already exist, the idea, because that is a problem that does not.
I think the issue
me,
is that a heel, if it comes off,
heel
is really
wearing women,
bad for you. It, like, you can really hurt yourself. So I think you'd have to be a very well attached heel. I think Velcro in this circumstance wouldn't work.
Yeah, no, yeah, maybe not Velcro. Maybe
you'd need
a
like a lock into place,
screw,
like probably like
some kind of like screw clamp.
I'm thinking like a combination,
like
magnet,
a clip,
clip.
Clip bolts, like you get on posh Tupperware or something.
Posh Tupperware.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. We could take inspiration from Tupperware.
Yeah.
In our shoes.
Tupperware is a long-standing invention and one of the poshest ones out there. So if we're looking for the high-end market, if we can combine the two, yeah, poshest things, Velcro and Tupperware container technology, then I think we're on to
really
a winner.
That would really bring back in the Tupperware fashion. It used to be like Tupperware dinner parties.
That's true.
Back
they
in
did.
The 60s.
They, yeah, did, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, mainly that was just a weird, socially awkward situation where you have to sell your friends' items so you,
well,
have a career.
Now you can sell your heels near you.
Heels near you.
Heels near you.
I mean, who are you thinking in terms of celebrity endorsement? Because I think you're going to need someone to get this off the ground. Because, I mean, as I say, the weird thing that I was slightly alluding to before is that convenience is generally considered unclassy, you know. Velcro, laces are stylish, Velcro is not. But
Velcro is great.
I know, of course it is, but convenience is usually what means that something isn't, like, a clip-on tie isn't as cool as a tie, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, convenience is supposed to be looked down upon. So how are you going to make this convenience-based material cool?
Endorse it with Roger Federer. Because, hear me out,
he
I thought
about
this.
Convenient.
He's very convenient. He's very convenient. It's because every single tennis match, they have brand new shoes. And they're running, skipping, skidding, doing all sorts of their shoes, destroying them. If they endorsed these shoes, you'd just be like, don't need a new pair of shoes, people. Just had this.
Reducing waste as well, this.
Reducing waste. See, now we could give Totnes that credit, because Totnes love that.
Yeah, they love a bit of waste reduction, waste, don't they? Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking for Roger. I mean, obviously, he's got the kudos. I wouldn't say he's exactly a sort of stylish man, but he's definitely got the sports kudos. And
he's got the R and the F in like a weird gold emblem. His style.
I'm sure to be fair, if you're a sports personality, people just got to give you style, don't they? Like, yeah, they're just like, David Beckham, here's some style.
And plus, he just wears white.
That's a man who needs replaceable things, because white stuff gets ruined almost immediately.
Almost immediately.
So you'd be like, sort of like, he'd need like every part of his clothing to be replaceable. Can we extend this further? It can be like, you skidded on your knees, Roger. Your knees are all green now.
New knees?
How would you?
On the clothes.
Oh, I see.
How would you do that with clothes, though?
I mean, if you make every part of them replaceable.
Everything.
They're just like a patchwork of replaceable components. If you're like, oh, we're going to replace sections D7 through EF7. They all need replacing. So could you just get me But the rest of the clothing stays intact. You burn a little hole in your top. You're just like, well, that's just section F1. Take that out, get a new F1.
It's all sounding a bit futury to me now.
Okay, I'll call it Section Sparrow. How about that? Sparrow face.
Don't be patronising.
Well, you were saying basic grid coordinates are somehow futuristic. I would say they're just practical, personally.
This is a private domestic matter.
We've had this argument enough times now, Sarah.
Think you can put a little bird on it and it'll keep me happy.
I'm feeling quite awkward.
It's usually true.
It's getting a bit awkward in here. Rowan, we need you. Rowan, stop it.
Ben, go to bed. So what would you call the sections if not something practical like a grid system?
I'm not keen on the idea of sectioned clothing. Full stop, really.
I don't think I would be that. I think I'd just be like, oh, fuck, that patch is broken. Better fix that patch.
There you go. Okay, that's one way. I mean, you have to somehow
I wouldn't
acquire,
give them grid.
If you phone up Dunlop, they make clothes? Yeah, they make clothes.
Yeah,
and
probably
say, I need that patch, please. They might be unhelpful. I'm like, well, I'm sure you do, mate, but you have to give me some kind of coordinates here. I guess you could refer to them by sort of like body part relations. So you could be like sort of left nipple or sort of like
torso,
bottom spare rib. clothes.
I feel like it would just, you know, I like the shoes. I don't think, I'm not on board with the clothes. I think it would just be easier just to go to a shop and get, a t-shirt's not going to cost a lot, is it?
This is the kind of difficult questions you're going to get asked when you go into those rooms and they're like sort of, I see you've done a lot for shoe wastage in the world, but what about the rest of clothes wastage? Don't you care about that, mister? Do you not care about that? Do you not care about that? Do you not care about that? Do you not care about that, Ben? Do you not, Mr. Burrell? Mr. Burrell? Mr. Burrell, do you not care?
I do care, sir. I do care, but my invention is shoes. You're getting off topic, frankly. I've focused on the shoes. This whole presentation is about this revolutionary new shoes, and you're ruining it by making it environmental and making it about clothes and grid systems. Back off.
He's got a point, Ben.
Yeah.
He's got a point.
No one ever uses that defence, though, when people get asked them in like a press conference
situation. I
do.
Say,
like,
You're ruining it.
You're ruining my presentation.
You're ruining it.
This press conference was going wonderfully until you asked me that difficult question. Now take that question back, sir. Thank you very much.
I think I would.
Any questions that are not related to things I can't answer?
I think I have enough naivety and laughter that I would just do that. I think I would just do it.
Just pretend not to hear. Yeah.
Regret it afterwards, but I'd just do it.
What
just
about the labour? What about the child labour? Any questions? Child labour? No questions? Oh, okay.
Wait, I can answer that one. Child labour would just go down because you wouldn't be wearing as many different shoes.
And you're assembling your own shoes. Don't need the children to do it.
Who's making the shoes? I mean, someone's still making them.
Well, the machine makes the piece and you assemble it. Because the children don't make the pieces, it would be, right? They assemble them.
It would be smaller pieces to make, so the children could at least go home early.
Spare ideas. If you got them, then we'll have them. Spare ideas. We'll take them apart and put them back together again.
Oh, well, I guess that's probably the time to end the show, really, isn't it?
I reckon. Well, we've had three ideas. Discussed them all thoroughly.
We had an intro.
Yep.
We had a guest.
Yep. Jingles? Did we have some jingles?
We had jingles. We recorded it. That's everything on the checklist.
Yep.
What did we learn today?
Ooh. Well,
we don't need Rowan.
Based on your first invention.
I'm glad I didn't say it.
You seem to desperately need Rowan at all times in all rooms.
Oh, I hate how this has got back to Rowan. So annoying. Anyway, carry on with your radio show.
Well, we've learned a bit more about what goes on in Ben's mind.
Oh, no. That for me is probably worthy of a podcast in itself, which is what's going on in Ben's mind. I think it's quite a long investigation. We're chipping away at it episode by episode.
Different topic each time.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a great way to get in there. We get in there subtly through like the back road. You're like sort of, hey, Ben, got any ideas?
You don't want to go too deep.
Turns out he does.
Yes. It gets pretty scary in there. It's like the Lord of the Rings trilogy of minds. Just goes on. I could go on forever. Wow. I really could go on.
You think it's finished and then it hasn't.
Yeah,
like,
it hasn't.
That's probably the end. Oh, it's not.
Then it gets a bit crappy.
There's like a really weird slow motion section where everyone's saying how much they like each other by saying their names.
Yeah. Lots of singing.
Gandalf.
Yeah, very singing. Oaken says it often. He just goes like, your brain's weird, Ben. I'm like, I know. Scary. Scares me.
That's one of his housemates, incident listeners, which is why he needs the Rowan system to look after him. Because if Oaken says something like that to him...
Oaken is basically that system, but sometimes his words hurt.
Sometimes he's out.
Sometimes he's like, yes, I'm doing it. He's not there. I'm like, Oaken, I need a backup system here.
Plus, of course, in that situation, if he said something and it was a bit mean, then a little thing could pop into his ear and say, hey, that was a bit much. Just say that again. But with a bit more moderation, and he'd say it, you wouldn't even know that was happening, and you'd be like, Oaken's all right. Anyway, that's a weird, it's a very personal show this week. I think it's had some possibly unintelligible sections. People don't personally know the intimate relationships between the small group of friends who live in Totnes. But hopefully they can sort of just intuit, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's like when you hear Friends and so on the radio anyway, and you can hear the relationship between them, even though you do feel a little bit left out.
Well, you can hear parallels in your own life. Mm. Be like, when he says Oaken, I hear Justin. And when he says Rowan, I hear Crispin.
Who are these people with these friends?
Oaken, Rowan, Crispin. Oaken. Ben. Yeah, get on board, Sarah.
Yeah, sorry, Sarah.
Sorry. I don't have a single N.
That's why you felt left out.
Yeah.
Seven.
Finally, it comes out.
Doesn't mean work. Sorry, Sarah.
Okay, so I think it's time we say goodbye. Please do get on and give us a rate and a review and a subscribe. It's more helpful than you can possibly imagine. And if you do see Rowan, tell him he's fired. We haven't told him yet. Anyway, I think it's time to say goodbye from me, Ben.
Bye.
From you,
Ben.
Bye. Goodbye, Roald. Love you, Roald. I've made the world a better place with these three inventions. Love you.
I think
my idea is not Totnes.
And it's goodbye from you, Sarah.
Yeah, for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So join us next time for more
Spare Ideas.
That was a very good podcast from verygood.org.uk.